You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the Fantasy Executive Cell Phone, Scott the King Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Welcome to Home League Wednesday. If your waivers have already happened, we want to know what these prices were in your home league. How much were the prices? What happened? Corey, good morning, sir.
Good morning. See, this is what I do right before I run my waivers, and you probably should listen to what I do. Because they brought me here for y'all to listen to me.
Sure.
You feel what I'm saying? It's and I'll entertain y'all a little
factual
bit, too.
Factual statement.
All right, so bet. But before I run my waivers, right, I set my lineup so I know what I'm looking at. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Then I try to get some of the dead weight off my team. I'm not just going out there willy-nilly picking up Rashad Higgins. You feel what I'm saying? I'm seeing what I need, pieces I need, looking down the stretch. Maybe it's a couple dollar make you holler guys, seeing who was dropped last week. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not just going, let me get Rashad Higgins and cut the dude I picked up last week. That's irresponsible waiver wiring.
Yeah, it's a good point because somebody just asked me on Twitter, Bilal Powell's on waivers. You know, is he worth anything? It depends on who you cut. It's all about roster context, and we have it for you at rotoexperts.com, your exclusive edge in season fantasy football package, and a free radio checkout for a special discount. Check out my in season ranks and Jake Seeley's complete waiver wire rankings.
Bilal Powell's name we're going to get to in a little bit. I've had a very interesting topic. We talked just a moment ago before we went live on television about guys we really would like to cut but haven't pulled the trigger yet. I think Bilal Powell kind of fits that mindset. We'll talk about Bilal Powell in a few. Matt Modica, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I was just looking at J.J. Nelson's last seven games. He scored a touchdown in six of the last seven.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. And that's J.J. Nelson, who is out there in a lot of leagues. Let's not forget Jerome Brown, though, because I think Jerome Brown could still be a thing as well.
He could be, but I mean, J.J. Nelson's the guy I want.
Well, I don't have Josh Doctson on this team. I'm cutting his ass.
Yeah. All right. Some of the major stories from yesterday and today where nobody really practices. Corey Coleman officially hits the IR. Rashad Higgins in a home league Wednesday. Rashad Higgins in one of my home leagues went for over $20. Seems like a little steep, Scott.
Yeah, and $1,000 budget, my dynasty league, I spent $71 on him. And I did not see him go in one of my mainstream league runs, which was not fab. It was just contingent bids.
It's funny. Rashad Higgins, by the way, I meant to say this earlier on the show. He went with $21. The next highest bid on him was $17. So wasn't that far off for the record. On the other home league bid here, you had Jermaine Kearse go for $19. The second highest bid was $8.
Yeah. In some of these contingent bid leagues, talking to a lot of Roto Experts Platinum members who have these, it's all really where you are in the waiver order and, you know, how you order these guys, too.
No question about it. In another league, Rashad Higgins went for $12. The highest bid there was $8. Let's take a break. We're going to come back here on the Roto Experts in the morning. I'll play a little either or, hey. Gentlemen. Either or. With Bilal Powell, a couple other running backs. We're going to find out just where we stack them. Where we find our guys next here.
Tell Billy Joel to get some of this.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
During the break, that who do you rather have, Kerwin Williams or Orton Starkloff?
And everyone was like, oh, man, people are doing this. But this is Kerwin Williams. This guy is in Orleans Darkwa. And one of the reasons I think Matt is so high on... Or Matt entertained the thought, I should say, I don't want to say so high, entertained the thought of an Orleans Darkwa, is he likes the Giants this week. He thinks the Giants covers a 6.5-point spread. And if you feel as confident as Matt does in regards to Orleans Darkwa and the New York Giants, you should go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie, the place to rock when you are looking to place a little wager. And that's why people go there. That's why we go there. It's mybookie.ag. Check it out right now. And you want 100% cash bonus? Well, you can get it when you enter the promo code ROTOEXPERTS. And that's right. The promo code is ROTOEXPERTS, mybookie.ag. And the cool thing is you get paid out within 2 business days. You're not waiting around for your money once you want to get it, right? You know it's going to win. Place the wager. Go make some money. You can bet in-game. If the line changes and you want to get in there, do it at mybookie.ag. You're not home. You're out with the family. You're checking your phone. Get the app. You can do it all mobily. Mybookie.ag. That's right. Promo code ROTOEXPERTS for a 100% cash bonus. Literally sign up and make money. That's how easy it is. Once again, the promo code is ROTOEXPERTS. Mybookie.ag. And you play. You win. You get paid.
Mobily?
I'm sorry?
You said mobily.
Mobily, Scott.
Yeah, is that a word?
You can do it on the go, Scott. Why are you trying to call Greg out? We're supposed to be a team.
Said the guy's always cutting me down.
Thank you, Corey.
Yeah.
It's helping him with grammar, but I don't think you'd help him with math.
I was trying to help my friend out with math earlier on the show. Yeah. I don't lie. I try to break up our friendship, Corey.
Aw. You guys are so cute.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, you mentioned on much earlier in the show that you tried to acquire, I believe, Carlos Hyde for David Johnson at some point.
No. I didn't say that. You were listening.
Yeah. Clarify.
I said a Twitter follower asked should he trade Carlos Hyde for David Johnson. I think his name was at the Fantasy Exec.
No, apologize. I apologize.
No, that was not me.
I read it as Scotty Rotoax. I don't know. All right. So... let me ask this. That's a joke trade, of course. It's ridiculous. But how high do we value Carlos Hyde? I know Matt wanted to do this earlier on in the week. We're getting to it right now. So let's play Carlos Hyde or...
Before you do that, I just want to... my in-season ranks on rotoexperts.com right now.
Yes?
Number 10.
Who? Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, we were just talking about Carlos Hyde. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would you rather...
stop doing Feb.
Carlos Hyde or Ty Montgomery?
That's a good one right there, Greg.
Right off the bat.
Montgomery one spot ahead of Carlos Hyde.
You come out swinging. I'm going to take Carlos Hyde. Because I still feel this is that it's a pass-first offense in Green Bay. He's a pass-catching running back. Don't get me wrong. Listen, I'm going with Carlos Hyde. I'm going with that beast between the tackle runner.
I'm going with Carlos Hyde. We all close, love though. That Shanahan offense. Carlos Hyde last year had 27 receptions. He has 9 already after 2 games. He's been targeted 6 times in each of the first 2 games. The offense is going to run through him. I do like Montgomery, but it's Carlos Hyde here.
Now, look, I have one spot. I have Montgomery one spot ahead of Hyde. So if anyone doesn't take Hyde, you know, I don't have a major problem with it. To me, I feel like Montgomery's in a better offense, will get more goal line opportunities, will catch more passes out of the backfield. I like, and Hyde, you know, has had the injury history too. So that is the determining factor why one is 9 and the other's 10, but I don't have a problem if anybody else wants to put Hyde ahead.
Okay.
I think Hyde's the better pure runner.
It's very close. I would go Montgomery. And I love Carlos Hyde, but I think I would go Montgomery here. Just because, not that Carlos Hyde would ever be taken out of the game, because you see the snaps. He plays every down, whether they're down 40 points or they're in a close game. But I like Tyler Montgomery's ability to just be on this field with this offense, running the ball, catching the ball. I'm going to go Tyler Montgomery.
Yeah, and I think what was really impressive was what he did to the Seattle defense. He was ripping off big runs.
Yeah, 61-yarder, 27-yarder.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Carlos Hyde... or Mike Gillisley?
Carlos Hyde.
Mike Gillisley is a goal line back.
All right.
And he can lose that job. If he fumble, that's not his gig no more.
That's a good point. Carlos Hyde or Dalvin Cook?
Dalvin Cook. Let's not get carried away.
I'm still going Dalvin Cook. I don't think it's like world.
It's not egregious.
I don't think it's egregious.
You know, we're talking overall here.
We are.
Bradford, hopefully, might be back in a week or two.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's good for Cook. So right now, I'll say Cook.
Okay. Carlos Hyde or Leonard Fournette?
That's another good one, Greg.
Very close.
So they brought me here.
Very close. I'm going to
gold star
slightly
for
give the advantage to Carlos Hyde.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Leonard Fournette. I think, you know, neither one of them is in a good offense, but, you know, Leonard Fournette, I think I like him more as a touchdown maker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Carlos Hyde. It's crazy.
It's very close.
Yeah, it was very close. I'm gonna go with Carlos Hyde. Right quick. Robbie Anderson is cuttable, right?
I could.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
I traded for him and cut. Oh, I didn't really trade for him. He was thrown in the Packers.
Yeah. I'll check your lineups over after.
Dude.
Carlos Hyde or Marshawn Lynch?
Carlos Hyde.
Lynch is not getting enough carries.
You love Marshawn Lynch, though.
I was wrong on Lynch, but he's two spots behind Hyde for me in my in-season ranks at rotoexperts.com.
He's
right
back
now.
And forth on him.
No, I'm not. I'm in on him.
So you are in on him.
Yes.
Okay. Carlos Hyde or Christian McCaffrey? Matt Modica.
I'm playing the long game here. I still, it's, this is another close one, but I'm still gonna stay with McCaffrey here. It's really close.
I'm gonna go with Hyde.
I'm gonna go with Hyde as well.
He gets more consistent volume.
Very, very close, but I'm gonna go Carlos Hyde.
Yeah. Carlos Hyde, so I give Christian McCaffrey to you, obviously, Matt Modica. So now I go over this way. Carlos Hyde or Isaiah Crowell?
I knew you was gonna say that, you son of a gun. I'm gonna keep rolling with the crow. I mean, I've already, you're being stubborn now.
Come on.
I'm being stubborn. But no, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to admit who's the better running back right now.
Right now, I like Carlos Hyde.
Isaiah Crowell hasn't rushed for 40 yards in a game yet. Come
today,
on.
Third round, they're both there. Who you take?
I would take Carlos Hyde. But I'm not like you, Scott. I'm not going to change my mind and confuse the user.
You won't admit you were wrong. Right, you won't admit you're wrong.
I'm not going to have Marshawn Lynch at 27 Monday.
You're not me.
Then have him at 3 the next day because Dr. A told me something who don't even damn watch football.
Listen, I will say this.
Dr. A watches football, okay?
Wait, you won't admit
you're wrong. That's the difference.
I will say this.
You're wrong.
I will say this. He jumped off the bandwagon at DeMarco Murray and he was right.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was right.
And you know what?
He was
you
right.
You will not admit you're wrong.
But you will not admit you're wrong. Don't jump off the bandwagon.
Isaiah Crowell has been a bump so far.
Off the
whip. Admit it. Abba, Carlos Hyde, all right?
I admit I was wrong on Lynch. You're right.
I admit it. I was wrong on Lynch. Admit you're wrong so far on Crowell.
I admit I'm so far wrong on Abba. Scott, you bring me today, Scott.
I'm not writing the death certificate on DeMarco Murray.
Thank you. Thank you, Mommy.
I'm not writing the death certificate either. I'm just saying.
It's not a good opportunity. What Scott pointed out
before the season, dropping him where he did for the reasons he did, he was right. And I don't think there's any problem with Carlos saying, listen, I'd rather have Carlos Hyde than Isaiah Crowell. There's nothing wrong with that.
Corey's too worried about how he looks. You know what I'm saying?
Sexual chocolate.
Yeah.
That's how I look,
where's
Scott.
Where's your soul glow? Greg's like, what are we talking about?
Greg's seen Coming to America.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, I have.
Everybody's seen Coming to America, Scott.
You didn't say it's the most quotable movie ever yesterday, right?
I believe it's the most quotable movie ever. I do love that
I think
movie.
He saw it after he met you. I could have sworn at one point you said you never saw it.
I've known Greg for a very long time.
I think he's seen it like the last year because he kept bringing it up.
It was a while ago. Yeah.
Scott's wild, Joe.
Would you rather have Carlos Hyde or LeSean McCoy?
Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde.
Wow!
I traded LeSean McCoy. I want nothing to do with that. I haven't been the high guy on McCoy. I've been skeptical.
Look at the injury report on rotoexperts.com for inside injuries. They're saying that McCoy should really rest himself. He's that banged up.
McCoy is getting a big workload, Joe.
This is crazy.
He's got wrist and groin injuries.
I've stated that the Jets made the Bills look better than they are week one.
They played well against Carolina, though. It was a close game.
No, the Bills did play well. I'm saying, but the offense, offensively, they did. You know, they did not.
Right.
And look, I'm not saying that McCoy is a bum by any means or anything like that. I just don't like this offense. There's, you know, it's not a good offense. Though they have a good run, you know, offensive line. I just don't want to be a part of it.
But he's really banged up right now.
You point out inside injuries, and you point out how banged up he is. One of the main negatives and drawbacks Carlos Hyde this summer, even from you, Scott.
Well, I'm saying.
He's never, well, hold on. Let me talk.
Yeah.
Was that he's never healthy. Right now, he's healthy.
Yes.
Right? But tomorrow, he might not be healthy.
It's true.
I
have,
that, you know.
In season ranks, I have McCoy two spots behind Hyde.
That's so interesting. LeSean McCoy is a top five running back in fantasy drafts 2 weeks ago.
What, when I didn't realize when he wasn't banged up, I dropped guys if they're
Carlos
banged
Hyde
up.
Carlos Hyde can be banged up tomorrow.
So then I'll drop
McCoy,
him.
Yeah. If LeSean McCoy was on the Eagles, I'd like him a hell of a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
So interesting. And you also, Corey, said LeSean McCoy without hesitation. Said Carlos Hyde without hesitation.
I just worry about that workload. He's getting the ball
Carlos
way too
Hyde
much.
Hyde has the same workload.
Huh?
Hyde has the same workload.
Hyde play on a better team.
Does he?
San Francisco's better than Buffalo.
McCoy's yard is a big crawl with Jim, Jim Brown.
We'll come back for the morning.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
It's amazing that after 2 weeks, we've reached the point where everyone wants Carlos Hyde and LeSean McCoy that quickly.
Well, I mean, look, when I was drafting, I wasn't, you know, if I didn't have the first or second pick, I really wasn't going after running backs. I was stating the point that go wide receiver heavy. At that point in the season, in August still, it changed beginning of September. But you were getting Dalvin Cooks, Carlos Hyde, all these guys in the third round.
Sure.
I didn't see the need to have to go up and pay. For the running back.
Totally agree. But what's interesting to me is that with this thing with Carlos Hyde, you're doing this, he has zero touchdowns on the year. Hasn't scored once.
Well, that's a point. He's only got a dozen touchdowns in his first three NFL seasons coming into this year. But I think it's going to come. There's a lot of volume there. You know, they had two very tough matchups in the first 2 weeks against Carolina and Seattle. You know, he could very well get in the end zone against the Rams this week.
For me, it's more about, and look, you can say the 49ers offense is terrible, which it is, but one of the things we liked is the Shanahan offense for the running back. We've always thought Carlos Hyde is very talented. I don't hate McCoy. I'm a Bills fan. I think at some point this team is going to have Peterman in there. They'll be in full punt mode. And, you know, this is a 29-year-old running back who possibly gets traded, moved at some point, which would be beneficial to him, in my opinion.
I agree with that.
And look, Hyde last week, you know, against one of the best run defenses in football, 61-yard run, 27-yard run, it looked really good doing it.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, we already know the talent the kid had. It seemed like he's starting to put it together a little bit. So I'm in, you know. But you got to look at the people ahead of him. They got different warts with them too. You feel what I'm saying, Greg? Don't act like it's crazy for us to think this way.
Yeah, look, he's been targeted six times in each of the last two games. He's got a third of the catches he had all of last season in 13 games.
Look at the magnitude last week. Brian Hoyer throws for 91 yards. 91 yards.
Look at magnitude.
You know, magnitude. Maybe I'll help you with your grammar as well. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I know what that means.
Yeah, the magnitude of your loss to me in week one.
Was minute.
No, I wasn't talking about your physical. But no, that was very, very impressive. Like,
child.
You knew, if anything, that, you know, that Seattle had a really good run defense, and they were out to stop Hyde, and he still did what he did.
I mean, hasn't our view on Todd Gurley changed after 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Our view
because of the volume, both in the passing game and the running
game.
Sure,
but I think Carlos Hyde just seemed, I don't know, just seems slightly extreme to me. All right, well, that's how we do this game, just for this
98 yards on two runs seems extreme to you?
Oh, I love Carlos Hyde.
Yeah. You were in on Carlos Hyde.
I miss the Carlos Hyde. I love him. I didn't know everyone was on board with me.
He missed LeSean McCoy's not too healthy.
All right, here's the last one. Here's the last one before we transition. You'll see why in a second. Carlos Hyde or C.J. Anderson?
I'm still going to stick Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde, but
that's
close.
Let's not get carried away.
Okay, so now
Anderson looks good.
Okay, he does look good.
Yes.
So now we're going to play C.J. Anderson or, just like that. C.J. Anderson or Mike Gillisley?
man.
This is honestly for me to close. I know he's looked good. He looked really good against Dallas.
This is horrible.
But Gillis is going to score a ton of touchdowns. Just that team is going to score. I'll say begrudgingly C.J. Anderson.
I would definitely say C.J. Anderson. Look, he faced a bad defense last week, but he still looked good no matter who you put him out there against. He's running really well. And, you know, as long as he stays healthy, which is always an if, he's going to get touchdowns, which is really the only thing that Gillislee does, and he'll get yardage and he'll catch some passes.
And you can't say neither because both of them are productive.
This hurts my heart. Just give me the touchdowns of Gillislee and not the injury that's coming with Anderson.
Why does it hurt your heart?
Because I'm like, I don't want to bank on Gillislee either. And Anderson is playing real well right now. I just know that injury is coming for Sun. I'm gonna go Gillislee and that goal line attached to that big offense.
I would also Gillislee for the record. C.J. Anderson, Scott, or Marshawn Lynch?
Wow, that is really, really close. Really, really close. Both of them could get hurt. I'm going to say C.J. Anderson because I expect more touches from him.
I'll say Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, still tough.
Very close.
Anderson's going to get that work until he get hurt.
C.J. Anderson or Isaiah Crowell?
Isaiah Crowell.
Come on.
I'm riding it out, Scott.
Hasn't rushed for 40 yards yet. Come on.
I'm riding it out, Scott.
All right. Fall off the horse soon.
I get it. I'll admit it when I do.
Really?
Look, I believe there are better days ahead for Isaiah Crowell. I'm not going to write him off for 2 weeks. But right now, just looking at the offenses and stuff, as much as I really don't want to say this, I will say C.J. Anderson, Chris, and it's really begrudgingly, but...
Yeah. Okay, so interesting. So everybody else besides the Isaiah Crowell truther is off.
Yep, everybody else is off.
There you go.
I just found one of my leagues, Danny Amendola's on the way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm about to go all in.
Don't go all in.
I'm cutting Brandon Marshall.
You got to make sure Danny Amendola's healthy, dude. Concussion, knee injury. He's always injured.
He's always injured. You know what I'm saying? But the weeks he plays, he's going to get eight catches.
I don't blame him. He's always injured, but you don't blame Marshall him, just injured. Looks hurt.
I don't blame him for that. I'm just saying, be careful. Be careful going all in with
is Brandon Marshall, you know, going all in, cutting Brandon Marshall?
That's not what's going all in. Going all
I'm about
in,
to drop a bag on him.
That's what's going on. I don't care about Brandon Marshall.
The fab amount.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not a straight cut.
Okay. C.J. Anderson or Amir Abdullah?
C.J. Anderson.
Oh, C.J. Anderson. I don't fool with Amir Abdullah. Excuse me. I said fool.
Hey, look, I only have one share of Amir Abdullah, but I do think he does have some potential, but I think Riddick will always cap that.
C.J. Anderson or LeSean McCoy?
Oh, LeSean McCoy, I'm going to go with
him. No, we're not there yet.
We're not there yet, no.
Shady. C.J. Anderson.
Please explain.
And he's there.
The health.
Okay.
Otherwise, McCoy would be ahead.
So right now, if someone comes to you as a LeSean McCoy owner and they offer you C.J. Anderson, you would accept?
I have them like two spots ahead of each other. I would say you don't have to, because that, what to me, the object of a trade is to fill a need or make a clear upgrade, and I don't think you do either there.
Yeah, but you told me if I had Julio at 2 and Odell Beckham at 3, you got to go Julio or you got to go David Johnson at 1 all the time. So,
that's drafting, so... Look, if you said, what I'm saying is
difference when it comes to fab bidding.
What I'm saying is, you weren't listening because you were fab bidding on your computer. We were talking a trade.
We weren't talking about
fab bidding. But you know, look, if you want to do it, I'm okay with it. But what I'm saying is, hold, because it's almost a wash to me, because McCoy is injured now and might be healthy later, and it might be the reverse for Anderson. They're both right next to each other in my rankings.
Okay.
C.J. Anderson or Tariq Cohen?
Tariq Cohen in the PPR.
C.J. Anderson.
In the PPR, I'm probably going to lean to Tariq Cohen. I just think he's their offense right now. He's the pass-catching guy.
So someone offered you Tariq Cohen for your C.J. Anderson, you're in.
I really don't have much of the Anderson. I got him in like
a couple of leagues. If I had Anderson, I'd decline the trade.
Well, I know you said CJ Anderson was recalling.
In a PPR, you would decline the trade.
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting, man. All right.
What would you do?
Well, I mean, look, time out. I believe I heard on Best Friends Forever the other day. You guys were willing to trade Tariq Cohen for Jordan Howard straight up.
I was.
I don't think
you give up Tariq Cohen to get back Jordan Howard.
No, I give up Jordan Howard to get Tariq Cohen.
Okay.
Jordan Howard's obviously battling the shoulder injury, and I'm scared about it. CJ Anderson looks good. That's the difference. One looks good, one looks terrible. That's why I would do it.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it. I don't have a problem. I would in the PPR format. I would go with Cohen.
Okay. All right. Quickly now, Bilal Powell or Amir Abdullah.
You know what? I'm going to go Amir Abdullah here.
Me too. It's like, this hurts my heart.
It should.
But, you know, Abdullah's getting the volume. Powell is, it's the most befuddling thing outside of Joe Mixon, how Powell is not getting it
on Powell is one of the things I've been having. Look, this could change. They could cut Forte, trade him, whatever. But it's just that Jet offense is just.
Yeah, I'm playing a long game with Powell. I just don't like Amir Abdullah.
Bilal Powell or Tevin Coleman?
Tevin Coleman.
Bilal Powell or Buck Allen?
Buck's getting the work.
Young Buck.
Bilal Powell or Doug Martin?
I'm going to take the shot of Doug Martin.
Doug Martin.
Bilal Powell.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Powell over Doug Martin.
Why?
Because I like him better. And I think that, I mean, Powell was a slow start last year, too. He was slow to get going last year, but when he got going, he was RB2, rock solid. I'm not worried about that.
He's definitely a better player than what he has. It's not even maybe him, it's the way the Jets are using him. But, you know.
Yeah, this is a Jet deal right here. This is not a Powell deal.
Like I said, they had that stink attached to them that is really pretty. It's bad. One of those things you can't get off yourself.
Yeah.
Bilal Powell or Duke Johnson?
Duke Johnson.
Bilal Powell.
I think Duke Johnson is going to just get more and more incorporated into this offense.
I'll be patient with Powell in that one.
Last one here before we hit the break. Bilal Powell or James White.
James White's top 20 to me right
Jimmy
now.
White.
I never understood why James White didn't get that bump. I was saying it at the time.
Sure.
When Edelman went down and... There's a possibility he does end up with 7K.
This was the man all preseason. White is right.
I lied. Bilal Powell or Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon.
It's scary. It's been that way forever.
We take a break. When we come back, I give you a wide receiver either or. Let's see how drastic everybody reacts to week 2 when it comes to Michael Crabtree. That's coming your way here next on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year. Much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. All right, so we found out this table really loves Carlos Hyde a lot. They're all in. CJ Anderson's got up and
down.
By
the way, you and Matt were right on him.
It's 2 weeks. I'm not counting that as a win yet, but thank you.
I certainly like what I see.
Thank you. All right, let me continue with the wide receiver. Another guy that I was super high on is Michael Crabtree. Everybody knows that.
Yes, you are.
King Crib.
Carlos Hyde, Michael Crabtree, two of my favorite players this past offseason.
Did you get them in the GST, either one of them?
We got Crabtree.
Okay.
Good. I think. Do we give it? No. We took Jeffrey over Crabtree. You have Crabtree? We took Jeffrey over Crabtree in the GST. Okay. I got him later in the day.
Okay.
I had two drafts like that.
Right.
All right. Let's start right there. Mm-hmm. Michael Crabtree or Alshon Jeffrey?
I think it's going to be Alshon Jeffrey.
At
the end of the season. Okay. I'm going to go with Alshon Jeffrey also.
I'm going to go with Crabtree.
I'm going to go with Crabtree, too.
Both powerful offenses. He's more proven in it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Michael Crabtree, Demaryius Thomas.
So this gets interesting.
It does indeed, doesn't it?
Crabtree, more touchdowns.
You know what? I might lean with Scott on the touchdown being the decider. It's really close. I do love Demaryius Thomas, though, but give me King Crab on this one.
This is the closest one you've asked, Greg, but I'm going to go. I'm going to side with these guys. Though that touchdown production from Crabtree is too much to ignore.
It's real.
And yeah. I'm starting to worry about Demaryius. And Demaryius is not scoring no more.
Mm-mm.
And he's not washed. You feel what I'm saying?
Certainly not.
But it's like he would get that screen and he would crib that screen. He's not cribbing that screen no more.
His touchdown numbers have been decreasing every year.
So have yours.
Yeah, not against you last week.
No.
And I started Eddie Lacy too, and still whipped you. One running back tied behind my back.
Michael Crabtree or Emmanuel Sanders?
I'm going Crabtree with that one too.
Crabtree. I like Sanders.
I'm going to go Crabtree, but I do like Sanders a lot in the PPR. And look, Simeon. I forget who wrote it, but they said if Simeon was they had the Paxton Lynch Simeon duel, they said Sanders benefits with Simeon. But I'll stay with Crabtree for the touchdowns.
Okay. Continuing on. Michael Crabtree, DeAndre Hopkins.
D Hop, that's easy. All the targets he's going to get. Huh? Yeah, ooh, all the targets Hop is about to get.
Yeah,
from,
but see, the way I look
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, but half of them would be flying over his head and outside of his
29
arms.
29 targets in two games. He's going to be a wide receiver one when it's all said
I
and
like
done.
Hopkins, but his quarterback's not accurate.
I understand what you're saying.
I feel like even though the Patriot defense is banged up and battered right now, Bill Belichick against a rookie quarterback, I'm going to take Bill Belichick every single time. And the one person he's going to take out this week is DeAndre Hopkins.
That could be this week, but going.
Well, I think any team with a good defense or a good DC, but that's got to be the game plan.
The outlook, but you can't cover him. That's the thing.
The outlook has certainly improved for Hopkins, yeah. But I'm still going to take Crabtree. He'll score more.
I don't have an issue with it, but you can't. It's like he can't be covered. So you can be in order to take him out of the game. You got to put two or three dudes on him. You feel what I'm saying?
No, yeah. I agree with you.
So it's just if we just run 8 yards down the field and turn around and the football is there. You're not gonna. It's nothing you could do with
it's
that.
It's different for Crabtree though because like you have Cooper, so he faces more single coverage.
Well, the problem is they have no tight ends.
Yeah.
Braxton Miller. There's not even Will Fuller there yet. Though we heard yesterday he might be coming back soon. That would help him.
It's not like you just not. They're not going to be able to stop it because he's just too gifted. Don't get me wrong. Pac-Man Jones is on the back end of his career. But DeAndre Hopkins was turning him around last
he
week.
He was. Now, I see what you're saying. Like, from a scouting perspective, Hopkins is the more talented guy. I agree with you. But I think Crabtree's in the better fantasy situation.
I'm going to take the better quarterback, the touchdowns. I think it's close, but I'm going to go Crabtree.
Yeah. I have Crabtree, like, four spots ahead of Hopkins.
I think this one's close. Okay.
My in-season ranks.
Michael Crabtree or Davante Adams?
I'm going to say Davante Adams, you know, especially with Jordy and Cobb being banged up.
Prior to the season, I probably had Adams probably like four or five spots ahead of Crabtree.
Yep.
If Jordy Nelson is fine, I'm going to say Crabtree. If Jordy Nelson's out for an extended time, then it's obviously Adams.
I'm going Adams.
I'm going to – I was with you. I had Adams five or so spots, maybe a little more ahead of Crabtree. I think I'm going to go Crabtree, though. I think I'm going to go Crabtree here.
Well, the way I'm looking at it is if Nelson's fine and Cobb's role is increasing, Adams has to take some sort of a hit. You know, I don't see everybody eating.
Michael Crabtree or Randall Cobb?
Crabtree.
Oh, Michael Crabtree or Randall Cobb? Crabtree.
Okay. Michael Crabtree or Terrell Pryor?
Crabtree.
Crab.
You're Mr. Terrell Pryor.
I like Pryor still, but I Crabtree better.
I'm going to believe in Pryor play the long game here.
Still into this Pryor. You're like Isaiah Crowell over here.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah,
you know, if you're riding with him, you're riding with him.
Ride or die. Michael Crabtree or Kelvin Benjamin?
Crabtree.
Scared me this man. I thought it was the cops. I thought it was the police coming in here from through the walls.
I know you'll never take Benjamin. All right, Michael Crabtree or Jarvis Landry?
I'm going Crabtree.
Crabtree, but it's close.
Same question with Devontae Parker.
Crabtree.
Crabtree.
I'm still going to go Crabtree. I have to, you know, I do like Parker's upside a lot, but it's got to be Crabtree here.
All right, there you go. That's that's.
How about Amari?
Well, that was the last one I wanted to do. I'm sorry, I missed that. Michael Crabtree.
Oh, Amari Cooper.
I'm going to Amari Cooper. Cooper.
I'm going Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper.
Are people worried about Amari Cooper?
Why?
No, no.
I'm just asking if they are.
I'm not at all. I think the touchdowns are going to come. More yardage than Crabtree. Yeah. I'm not worried about it.
After Dez Bryant, he's second in red zone
targets. I'm not tripping off.
This is the third season, the age 23 season, back-to-back 1,000 yards.
You know what happens sometimes, too, in the NFL? They'll watch the game film. Who do the Raiders play this week?
The Raiders play the Redskins on Sunday night football.
Washington might watch the film and say, we got to take Crabtree out, and then Cooper has a good game.
Who do you think Josh Norman be on most of the time?
I think it's going to be Cooper. I think teams see him as the clear. Yep. That's the talent, and that's what kind of sets up Crabtree.
That's going to be a fun game, Washington, Oakland. Yes, it will be. That's going to be a very fun game.
If DC can get their offense together.
Yeah, well, it's a good matchup for them to do it against that secondary.
Certainly is.
I think the Redskins pull the upset.
See you. Interesting. Look at targets. I should save this for Is Mike Lyon. Should I say this? Do you know who is the top three? Can you name the top three players in targets right now?
Top three players? Hopkins would be one.
Hopkins is one at 29.
Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant is mm-hmm. two at 25. Scott, it's on you to get number three.
Number three.
They've gotten the first two.
Best friends forever. Just think best friends forever. Best friends forever.
Best friends forever. I'm going to pass.
It's not Keenan Allen.
He keeps saying, "What are we talking?"
That's why you guys always chant Keenan Allen.
We love Keenan. We love Keenan Allen. Hey, Michael Crabtree.
Antonio
Keenan
Brown.
Allen. No, he's.
Oh, I'm gonna take Keenan Allen in PPR. In standard, it's different, but in PPR, it's
Keenan. Wow, who is Stern and Talk? Is Hopkins, Dez? Who would be?
Antonio Brown is four. Scotty.
Oh,
or I'm sorry,
wide receiver or pass catchers.
There's three people tied for third. Antonio Brown is one of
Larry
them.
Larry Fitzgerald?
Antonio Brown is one of them. Larry Fitzgerald is not here.
Golden Tate?
Not Golden Tate. One is a pass catcher, one is a wide receiver.
The pass catcher is Jason Witten.
Jason Witten is tied at 22. That is correct. There's one more guy also tied at 22. Antonio Brown, Jason Witten, and a wide receiver.
He only played one game, so it can't be him. It's a wide receiver?
Yes.
Okay, it is a wide receiver.
So Corey got the pass catcher and Jason Witten.
That will change my answer.
Is it Emmanuel Sanders?
It is not Emmanuel Sanders.
Oh, it's Alshon Jeffrey.
It is not Alshon Jeffrey.
Interesting. It's not Zach Ertz, because we already named the tight end.
Right. Mm-hmm. Look at tied. He has 22 targets. Tied with Antonio Brown and Jason Witten.
Is it Julio Jones?
It is not Julio Jones. That bum. Julio Jones, by the way, is not in the top 25 in targets through 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what mm-hmm. Julio had five catches.
Emmanuel Sanders?
Yeah, because Corey already said that. It's not correct. Tied as a top three in targets. He is three back from Dez Bryant.
Rashard Matthews?
It is not Rashard Matthews. Seven back, rather, from DeAndre Hopkins.
Jeremy Maclin.
It is not Jeremy Maclin.
Is it?
AJ? No, no.
All right, this is a tough one, Greg. Who is it?
The answer is Randall Cobb.
Ah, nice.
Randall Cobb tied with 22 targets. One back of that, by the way. The only guy you didn't name kind of in that like top area is Tariq Cohen. Tariq Cohen has 21
targets. I was
going to
say Tariq Cohen. That's why I asked if it was
Tariq Cohen has 21 targets here on the season. Would you rather have, gentlemen, Randall Cobb or Emmanuel Sanders the rest of the year?
I'd rather have Emmanuel Sanders.
Sanders.
Corey, Mr. Randall Cobb over here?
Randall Cobb.
Stick it with Randall Cobb?
Yeah.
How come? Because he's better.
Talent level is about the same on the two players, but I just like the situation with, don't get me wrong, Trevor Siemian's playing great, but he's not Aaron Rodgers, and I just think Cobb, towards down the stretch last season and in the playoffs, he showed that he was going to be, as long as he's healthy, he's going to be heavily targeted and he's going to get that work. So I think he gets more volume than Emmanuel Sanders.
See, I think, for me, Cobb's the number three receiver in that offense. I think Emmanuel Sanders could be the number one target in that offense this year.
I think I like too. Sanders better.
And also, Randall Cobb is kind of always gets hurt. Randall Sanders doesn't.
Is Randall Cobb on his shoulder this Sunday?
Yeah. MRI is negative. He is expected to practice today. We'll see. We'll make sure he does. We'll follow up with that, of course, here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Randall Cobb here for you. Randall Cobb or Davante Adams the rest of the way?
I'm still going to go Adams.
Yeah. I'm going to go Adams.
You're sticking with Adams.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Adams.
Randall Cobb or Adam Thielen?
At Randall Cobb.
Thielen.
With a healthy Bradford, I'm saying Thielen.
Yeah, I can't promise you it's a healthy Bradford, though.
Maybe he'll miss, 2 weeks. Overall, I think Thielen ends up with the better numbers.
Does Mohamed Sanu have more targets than Julio Jones?
Mohamed Sanu currently has 15 targets. Julio Jones currently has 14 targets.
That's crazy. Wow.
Mohamed Sanu has been targeted more than Julio Jones. Absolutely crazy. All right, take a break. Come back. Jake Seeley will join the program. We'll find out what's next here on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, and we'll wrap up the Roto Experts in the morning.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
So this one comes from JD, who threw this out at us.
Yeah.
In regards to the last either or we were playing. Randall Cobb or J.J. Nelson?
I got to stay and go Randall Cobb still, but J.J. Nelson. Look, I've seen some smart people buying him, and props to Billy Wise. He was buying him in like every draft I did. So I should have been on him a lot sooner.
Forget Billy Wise.
Oh, shots fired.
Nah, I kid. Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb, more proven.
It's closer than you would think it is, though. You know what I mean?
Start looking at the numbers for last season and the first two games this week. You're like, damn, J.J. Nelson.
Cobb is in a better offense and a little more proven. Yes.
Yeah, the quarterback is Carson Palmer, and that thing looked ugly at times. But J.J. Nelson getting that work, so I got to be honest about that.
Let's bring in the only kid, Jake Seeley, now, the Trevor Siemian truther. What's going on, Jakey?
What's going on, Greg?
All right.
I don't know if I want that on me.
That's what they call you.
All right. Let me throw this at you, because this is the one that surprised me the most. We had a lot of either or in hour three today, Jake. And the one that stood out the most at this table was Carlos Hyde or LeSean McCoy. Where are you on that?
I'm still taking LeSean McCoy. I can understand the Carlos Hyde situation. I can understand the fact that people are worried about LeSean McCoy dealing with a wrist injury, and maybe he starts heading down the David Johnson path. And I'm not saying he's just going to dislocate it, but the workload, the pounding, the fact that he's had a lot over his career, even though he hasn't missed a lot of games, it's that kind of workload. I understand all the concerns and the Bills' offense, all that type of stuff, but let's talk about Carlos Hyde. His offense isn't that much better or any different than its own problems in the own right of LeSean McCoy. We've seen LeSean McCoy for years, and if you want to talk about injuries, Carlos Hyde has never been able to stay on the field for an entire season, even close to that. So I understand where this conversation probably came from. I don't know which way it went, but I'm still taking LeSean McCoy. I'll actually buy low on him because I see people willing to trade him for Isaiah Crowell and Carlos Hyde and people like that, and I think that's crazy.
There you go. So there you go. The only kid on Carlos Hyde, of course, and with LeSean McCoy. We did a bunch of these with Carlos Hyde, and I found it just startling how far we've come after the 2 weeks, Jake, when it comes to Hyde.
Yeah, look, the fact is, Hyde has always been a terrific talent. I've always been a big fan of his, even coming out of college. The fact is, he could just never stay healthy. And whether it's the system where we heard of the nonsense in the preseason that he wasn't a fit or that he might be cut and all that type of stuff, it's just he needs to stay on the field. And he's staying on the field right now, and we're seeing it. The 1 year that he had the five games played, he did great against the Giants and great against the Vikings. Those were the only two games he was 100% healthy. The other three banged up, and then he missed the rest of the season. So it's always been talent has been there. It's just his ability to stay healthy. But again, I'm not putting him on the stratosphere of LeSean McCoy just yet. Let's keep things in check. It was one terrible game for LeSean McCoy. Did we panic after Le'Veon Bell didn't show up in week one?
No! I thought there was going to be a whole rally.
No, but you know, like Jake's points to, though, Le'Veon Bell is healthy, whereas McCoy, it's not only the wrist, it's the groin, too, and you know, the constant pounding.
Whoa.
Immature.
And with that, what's coming up next on the Fantasy Football?
Coming up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, you know what I'm saying? We go through some of the stuff that we need to start setting up the week, you know what I'm saying? So we got a little bit. Last night, me and Noah, we went through, you know what I'm saying? We was looking at who he's going to pick for
survival. Tell people who know
it. Noah's my brother-in-law. We're looking at who he's going to pick for survival. So the matchups are all over the place. They're crazy this week. You know, so now today we can look at some news and notes. We start looking at some targets and some snaps and stuff like that that we did on this program also. So, you know, obviously we want to hear from our people out there, 844-843-6879. You might as well start getting in now before they get all jammed up. You feel what I'm saying?
What were you, targets and snaps? You said, like, you don't like math.
Scott, but I can look at it. It's not. I'm not going to quiz
he's
nobody.
Not, he's not putting in his fab ins while he's doing math.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
But that's so funny.
Scott, you know what?
Yeah.
Go downstairs.
Yeah.
By the way, I saved Survivor for you tomorrow, Scott. You told me earlier in the show you weren't as prepared as you'd like to be. I wanted to give you the.
I'll be on them.
I'll be ready.
There you go. Scotty Angle, Survivor Power Rankings, coming tomorrow on the show. No means. If you hate me, you don't have to worry about that tomorrow. From Adam Odiga, from the King, Scott Angle, for Dez Executive, Quick Parsons. Happy New Year, people! I'll see you on Friday. These guys will see you tomorrow morning. Back right here. I'll go to the morning. Goodbye.